Shirley Temple gives the nation its crowning Christmas gift when she makes her radio debut as a singer and actress in Maeterlinck's famous Bluebird on the Screen Guild Theater over this station Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The Columbia Workshop. Tonight, the workshop joins Columbia's Christmas caravan to bring its listeners a special program appropriate to the spirit of the season. Our play is an adaptation of one of the most popular stories ever written by Mary Roberts Rinehart, and is the first of her stories to be presented by the workshop. It's called Mr. Cohen Takes a Walk. The story has been adapted for radio by Paul Phillips, a member of Columbia's continuity department. We present now Mr. Cohen Takes a Walk by Mary Roberts Rinehart. Downtown, in a choice location, stands the Cohen Clothing Store, its impressive facade testifying to a clientele of means built up by the old Jewish peddler, Jake Cohen. Inside, his son, Benny, carries on. Somehow, something's been lost for old Jake, and these days he often gets up from the big desk and goes to stand up front, looking a little forlorn, a little lost among his morning-coated clerks.
Father, don't you want to come in and look at those new ties?
All right, Benny, all right. I'll move out of the door.
It's only the way it looks, Pa.
It looks like maybe I was watching out for business, eh? Well, maybe I am.
Pop, I didn't mean to say
it's
that.
It's all right, Benny. You know, I've been standing out there thinking about something. I've been thinking I'd like to get away from the business for a while.
Sure, go to it. Pennsylvania's grand in a fall. Why don't you take your car and go somewhere?
No, no. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a walk.
A walk? What do you mean, a walk?
What I say, a walk. Just start out and walk somewhere.
Oh, but, Pop, if you've got it into your head that I don't need you here, you're wrong, Pop.
Sure you need me here. You're a good buyer, but if I wasn't around, the old man sitting on your neck and holding you down, where would you be?
That's more like it. How long will you be gone?
Maybe 2 days, maybe a week. I think I'll start in the morning.
Okay, Pop. And if you're going to start early, be sure and wake me.
Hey, getting old, getting old. Old women, they managed somehow, but old men, no. $100, $200, $300, and $20.
Morning, Father. Are you all right, Father? Your alarm awakened me.
I'm fine.
Anything I can do to help?
No, I've been up a long time. You can find my old shoes for me. They're in the closet.
You're just like Benny. Your closets are always in a mess. Oh, here they are.
Thanks, Emily.
Good heavens, Father. Why are you putting those bills in your shoe?
Because that's the safest place for money.
Oh, good morning, Pop. Hello, honey.
Oh, hello.
Well, Pa, you're really rigged out, aren't you, old-timer?
I look all right, son. You take care of Emily. I'm going now.
Have a good time, Pa. Now, you sure you don't want to drive us to the edge of town?
No, Benny, no. I'd rather go alone. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Benny, I don't like this. Those horrible old clothes he's wearing. Well, I couldn't believe my eyes. And he put $300 in his shoe.
Now, don't be worrying your head about Pop. If he wants to take a walk, so... let him take a walk.
Hi, real autumn morning, isn't it? Give you a lift?
No, thanks. I'm just taking a walk.
Okay, partner, my mistake.
Maybe I've been sticking too close to business. I wouldn't have done that myself.
Hello, brother. Fine day.
Good morning. I've been walking. Kind of hot on the highway. I thought I'd like a drink.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better path to turn off on. It's the prettiest spot as you'll find in the state. I used to picnic in these woods.
Yes, it is pretty.
Good spring a few yards up there, too. I just gave myself an outdoor shave. Had you breakfast?
I had some coffee pretty early.
Well, have some with me. Oh, don't look so jittery. I may be rough looking, but I won't bite you. I've got some eggs, a loaf of bread, all the makings, a little fire I'll lay to cook them. And don't worry about these eggs. They're paid for.
If you're sure you got enough.
Enough? You think I can eat 6 eggs? I remember this hangout when I left the pen. A friend of mine was to hidden some canned goods here, but somebody carried them off.
You've been in the penitentiary?
10 years. I'm not kicking. They treated me pretty fine.
That's a pretty long stretch you got.
Well, I had it coming to me. Election fight. I was working on the Eagle back in town there, a reporter. This guy didn't like something I said, and he came after me with a gun. I got him first, that's all.
Oh, I guess I remember that case now. Your name's Hawkins, ain't it?
Right the first time.
I remember, sure. Seems to me you had a wife, too.
Had is right. Not that I blame her, you understand. 10 years is a long time, and she stood it for 7. And then she quit.
Maybe she married again, eh?
Oh, no, no. She's working in Harrisburg. She's got a shop there. She just quit coming to see me. Quit writing.
Ah, that's no way for a wife to act.
Well, she stood for a lot. You know, a newspaper man isn't a very domestic animal. She's had her ups and downs. And then, when there weren't any ups anymore... Oh, I don't blame her. Last letter she wrote, she said she wasn't so young as she'd been and she'd have to strike out on her own. She was right. I don't hold it against her. Here's your eggs and some bread. How about you? You're not so young to be on the road, are you?
I got a home. But, I used to be on the road, and I thought I'd like to, just like to take a walk. Used to carry a pack along this very road. But my wife, she didn't like it, so I stopped. You got a job waiting somewhere, maybe, eh?
No, I haven't got a job. But I'll get one.
What kind of a job? On the paper again?
Maybe.
Maybe that ain't so easy, Mr. Hawkins. It's pretty hard times. Newspapers are feeling it. Me and my son, we went over last Sunday's Eagle, and I'll bet you they're losing money. Sundays, anyhow.
Well, there's always the river. Trouble is, I'm such a good swimmer. Here's your coffee.
Look, you are still a young man. It's when a man's old and nobody needs him that he thinks of the river. Mr. Hawkins, I give you a note to a young man I know. He's got a store and he's doing pretty well. If you're going after a job, you'll need some clothes.
What's the matter with these?
Now look at Mr. Hawkins. I used to have a little business of my own. What happened when a man came to see me about something? You want to know? I looked him over. If he looked like a failure, I didn't want him. See?
Yeah. Perhaps he looked fine and old for every stitch he had on.
Maybe. But if he owed, he got credit. And credit is something these days. Now, thanks. Thanks for the food. You're going to town, and me, I'm just going on. Maybe you stick this little note in your pocket and take it to this fellow, huh? Yeah? He's all right. He's a good boy. Well, now I have to be getting on. Say, this wife of yours, what's her name?
Well, she's still using mine, for what it's worth.
And she's got a shop? What sort of a shop?
Hats. Now, see here. You keep out of this. She's had 10 years to make up her mind she don't want me. Now, you let her alone, see?
Well, it isn't likely I'll go as far as her town anyhow. Don't forget that note.
Bye.
Bye.
That funny old guy. That's a laugh, giving me a note. Now, let's see. Benny, Hawkins, who brings you this, is my friend. Outfit him head to foot. Charge my account. See, Smith of the Eagle put pressure on him. They won't want to lose a 30-year-old account. Hawkins, good newspaper man, needs a job. Do this, Benny. P.S. $50 ought to cover outfit, Jake. Well, what do you know about that?
Go away, go away, go away. Go on back, you crazy pooch.
All right, so you'll follow me then. What'll you get out of it?
What's the matter? You're hungry? Ah, you are the worst-looking hound I ever seen.
All right, come on then. Maybe we find some bones for you somewhere.
Hey, how about a ride? You're going my way.
I don't know, miss. I'd like to, but it seems I got to collect the tador.
Well, put him in, too. Say, he seems about all in, if you ask me. That's why I stopped.
Thank you. Come on, hound. Nobody sick, is there?
Oh, no.
You look a little pale, and you're driving so fast, I thought maybe...
Oh, I've got to send a telegram.
Well, better take it easy. No good getting killed first. You got trouble. Why don't you tell it to old Jake?
Well, you see, it's my brother. He ran away last month. This morning we got a card from Philadelphia. He can't get a job, and, well, I'm afraid he's in bad company.
I don't know. If a boy's been brought up right...
Well, then why'd he run away?
Well, a boy gets to thinking he's got to see life. And a farm, you know, a farm gets kind of lonely. Haven't got a radio, I suppose, eh?
No.
Well, a radio helps sometimes. What are they going to do, wire him to come back?
Yeah, I'm going to wire all right, but not to him. Didn't give any address. I'm going to wire the police to pick him up and send him home.
Oh, no. It's always bad to put the police on a boy, miss. It gives him a bad name. He ain't a bad boy, is he?
Oh, no. Oh, I don't blame him. But it's the way Mother's taking it. Gee, what else can I do? I can't leave the farm and walk the streets looking for him, can I?
I'll tell you. You leave it to me, young lady. You see, I know a man in Philadelphia who kind of makes a business of boys like that. I'll call him up, eh?
Well, I haven't got that much money.
Never mind, I got a little. Maybe we do it together.
This is long distance.
Hello, long distance. I want to talk to Manny Newman at the midline 4-5-1-5-1 Philadelphia.
Midline 4-5-1-5-1 Philadelphia. Mr. Manny Newman, what is your number, please?
This is 470 in Burketown, please, Pennsylvania.
Hold the line, please. Hello, give me midline 4-5-1-5-1. If you're parting, that will be 90 cents for 3 minutes, please.
Hello? Hello, Jake, I'm busy.
Listen, Manny, I'm going to describe you a kid. I want you to find him and get him home. There's a check in it for you for $500 for your organization.
You're feeling all right? Not suddenly lost your mind or something, Jake?
Don't worry about my mind. Can you find him? That's all.
Find him? For $500? Listen, for $500, I could find the Deutschland.
Kit, it was awfully good of you. I don't know how to thank you.
That's all right. You don't worry, little girl. He will be found all right.
Look, I was just wondering. Oh, you know how it is on a farm these days. But we always have enough to eat, and, well, if you'd like to come back with me, you could do a little work and, well, have a place to stay for a while.
You mean you'd pick up an old man off the road and take him into your house?
Why not? I owe you something, don't I? And we're short-handed anyhow. Maybe when times get better, we could pay you something, too.
You know, miss, you've made me think of something. Of a man I knew, a fellow who lived in the city until he lost his bearings. He gave to the community chest and all those things, but it was just signing a check, not really giving. It would be good for him to see a girl like you, what you'd like to do. Now, you listen. You're a kind-hearted girl, but don't you go picking people off the road. I'm grateful to you. But I'll ask you to let me off here in this time. I got a little business in Harrisburg. Do you hear that sound, dog? That's one of the best sounds there is. A farm dinner bell. Oh, and I could stand it now to put my feet under a table. How about you? Wait a minute. You know something? This farm looks familiar. It is familiar. Come along now. And don't forget to wag the tail. We'll get some food.
Hello. Hello, lady. I heard your dinner bell and saw the crew leaving the field.
We don't feed tramps here.
Ah, so that is the way you treat your friends?
Well, goodness gracious. You aren't the peddler who used to come around here years ago.
Sure I am.
Well, think of that. And still on the road. But somebody told me you'd gone and had a store somewhere.
I did have, but you know how things have been going.
Do I? Oh, you remember the land we had. Now look at it. The highway right near to our door. I tell you... Oh, well, you come in. I got the crew to feed, but there's plenty.
Thanks.
Where's your wife?
Oh, she's gone on ahead. Now, don't bother about me, please.
Oh, my heavens, it's no bother. Find yourself a place, and we'll talk when my work's done.
Poor things. Well, dog, I think it's about time I took off a shoe. You see, she needs it, and we don't. Oh, excuse me. I've got my shoe off because I've got a blister on my heel.
Oh, don't bother about it. I know what feet are. Mine about kill me by night.
You look thin to me, run down. Don't you need a girl to help you? In threshing time, anyhow.
We can't afford it this year.
I was just thinking. It was about 30 years ago since I ate at your table until today. Things have changed. Your place here...
Yes, I know what you mean. Gone to seed.
Maybe, listen, I didn't tell you the truth a while ago. Matter of fact, I've done pretty well. When I see someone who was kind to me and to Rachel, well, who was kind to me when I needed it, I kind of like to show how I feel. I got a little bill here, and I'm going to put it in your apron pocket. There. That's for my dinner.
Oh, I don't want your money. If I can't feed an old friend...
But what's the use of an old friend if he can't act like one? Keep that bill in your pocket. You can't get a girl. So now you'll be able to get a girl, a strong girl that ain't too proud to work. Goodbye now. Me and the hounds have a way to go.
Goodbye. Why, Edgar. Edgar.
What is it, Ma?
$100, Edgar. $100 bill.
Land of Goshen, I didn't know they made them anymore.
Looks like the right head shop, dog. Now mind your manners and we'll go in. Mrs. Hawkins?
Sorry, I can't help anybody. It's all I can do to help myself.
Well, well, don't cry before you're bitten. Hmm? Of course I know how you feel myself, Mrs. Hawkins. I have a store of my own.
Oh, so you have a store too, have you? Or is that a joke?
Now listen. I have come all the way to Harrisburg to talk to you. This morning I ran into a fella I used to know. Fine fellow too, but he had a bit of bad luck.
Interesting, but why tell me?
That's just what I want to know. When a woman sticks for 7 years, it shows she's got good stuff in her. But when she lasts that long and then she quits...
He's out then.
Yes, he is out. And I'm here to say to you that my business is to know men. And that if a man sticks for 10 years and ain't sour and ugly, at the end of it, he's got good stuff in him too. Why did you quit him? He's all... And now he ain't got even you.
I don't know. I suppose I just got tired. And it seemed so long.
Lots of us get tired. I have lost my wife, myself, and it seems like a long time. But that's different. That is different. You got to wait and... Now, doing pretty well here, eh?
I make out, that's about all.
There isn't anybody else.
Now, what's that got to do with it? It's easy for you to come in here and talk. What's my life been for the past 10 years? And it wasn't my fault either. I hadn't done anything. Sitting around and letting the best years of my life go by.
Well, they are gone, ain't they? There's nothing you can do or I can do about it, Mrs. Hawkins. matter with you is that you're sorry for yourself. I know. I was sorry for myself for some time, too. But that man of yours, he ain't. He's got no kick coming. And he's out to make a new start this minute. He'll make it. That's my guess. He'll make it better with you. But he'll make it without you, anyhow. Right this minute, I'll bet you he's got a job. Or tomorrow, anyhow. Here you better keep this card. I've written his address on it. If you want to write to him, that address will reach him. Good night. Good night, my dear.
All right, Pop?
Don't ask questions about me, Benny. Did he come, that old Hawkins fella?
Yeah, he came. What's the big idea anyhow, Pop?
Did you do what I told you? That's what I'm asking.
Sure I did.
What about the Daily Eagle?
Well, what did you expect? They howled. They said they might as well quit and let the advertisers run the paper.
I don't care what he said. What did they do?
They took him back after I agreed to add to our Sunday spread.
What? Add to our Sunday spread? Why, the dirty robbers.
Well, you will have your little fun, Pop.
I hope you got sharp teeth, doggy. We are being followed.
All right. I'll take what you've got and no noise about it.
If you'll take your hand off your revolver, I'll give you what I have. It isn't much.
Don't you worry about that hand. And hurry. Get away, you mutt!
You can't hit my dog! Now you get up and quick about it, too. And I ain't fooling either. I've got a gun now, mister. You're going to the police station.
You try and hold me. That gun isn't loaded.
Well, that's a good story.
It's true. Look at it. I needed money, but I'm no killer.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You ain't a regular hold-up man, eh?
It's my first try. The only thing I haven't tried so far, and I couldn't even get away with that.
Needed money, eh? What for? Booze?
My wife's having a baby. The doctor wouldn't come unless I paid him first.
All right. I'll walk along with you, young fellow, and if you're telling the truth, we'll see what we can do about it.
Gosh, that's darn white of you. Let's get going, then. And say, I'm sorry I kicked your dog.
It's a mistake to kick any man's dog. But maybe if you hadn't, who knows?
That you, Joe? Will the doctor come?
No.
I don't know what to do then. She's pretty bad now.
Here, young fella, take this bill and go get that doctor. No, don't stop to look at it now. And listen, better bury that gun, see? Not every man who you hold up is likely to have a dog.
God bless you, whoever you are. God bless you.
Well, doggy, we got 100 left. One more day like this, and you and me will be forced into bankruptcy. How do you like that, eh? Now, let's turn in here and sleep by that haystack. Oh, I'm tired. I don't know, Pooch, whether you and I should go on or not. What's that? Shut up!
Quiet now, Bessie. Take it easy. Quiet. Here's your water. And mind you lie down and get some sleep, because we got a long day tomorrow.
Who's there?
I'm...
Now, listen, mister. That old mare ain't much of an eater, but I'll pay you if you say so. Or I'll come up and do a day's work at the house. I'm a good worker.
I'm sure you are, ma'am. This ain't my farm, but it looks like they got plenty to feed one horse in one night.
Oh, you're sleeping out yourself, huh? Well, there's worse things. I always did say I'd rather sleep out on a good night than anywhere else.
That's quite an outfit you've got there, ma'am. Couldn't figure out when I first saw it.
Yes, that's our house on wheels. It's not much. We build it with our own hands, but it gets us there. And old Bess, too. She's on the trailer in the back.
Where are you going?
I'm on my way south. I don't know where, but I don't know as it matters. My husband's sick, and the doctor says he needs the sun, so we're on our way. He's asleep in there now.
And the mayor? Was she sickly, too?
Well, no. Folks at home thought I was crazy, but I couldn't sell her. She's too old for work, and after all, she's been faithful. What I'm hoping is that when we get south, I can find a place to turn her out for the winter. You see, I can't pay any board for her. But it's surprising how many people will be good to a whore.
So I see.
What's the matter?
I was just thinking of a fellow I knew and his wife. About 40 years ago, they bought their first delivery horse on a Sunday and went out driving with a baby. That was a white horse, too. It seems to me you have got a good bit of courage.
Me? I'm scared only one thing, and that's about him in there. But that's not going to happen. You wait till I get him in the sun. Still, it isn't so bad as all that, anyhow. I'm pretty well along, for one thing, so it wouldn't be so long to wait. And then there's always somebody to do for. I guess a person's never old, so long as they can do for others. And what's all this fuss about making money? Well, I told Jim that 10 years ago. All the children grown up and not needing us, but he wouldn't listen, you know? Say, if I get you a blanket, you could roll up somewhere, and I could give you breakfast in the morning.
No. You've been kind to me, and maybe I've learned something from you. But I've kind of made up my mind to sleep on hay tonight. And, I guess maybe I'm a stubborn man, but thank you. Thank you so much. Good night.
Night.
And life is like this road. You look ahead, and it looks as though it gets narrower all the time. But when you get there, it's just as wide as ever. Butch, we'll never go back to that office again. Tomorrow we'll call Benny and tell him about it. Tomorrow we'll send a radio out to that farmhouse so that when Manny finds the boy, it will be there. And maybe we better send for a checkbook. Let's sit down here and make some notes. This we leave in the morning at the house on wheels. We'll take off the shoe again and put the last bill with the note. I've talked to Hand on John's farm just ahead. Glad to have Bess for light buggy work. Farmer's good to his stock, so don't worry. Remainder is small present as I do not need it. Aye, Rachel, if you can hear me here, it's been a long day. I'm on the road again. I'm going to lie down in the field and look at the stars the way we used to. And then I'm going to sleep.
The Columbia Workshop has just brought you an adaptation of Mary Roberts Rinehart's famous story, Mr. Cohen Takes a Walk. The role of Mr. Cohen was played by Judah Black, one of the most prominent actors of New York's Yiddish theater. The radio adaptation is the work of Paul Phillips. The special music written for this program was composed by Alexander Semler, and the entire production was under the direction of Earl McGill. A week from tonight, at the same time, the Columbia Workshop will present an original play titled Higher Than a Kite by Brewster Morgan. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Thank you.